U.S. Forest Service.
The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio. Presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
One ticket has been punched already to the boys' state basketball tournament as Iowa City West with a convincing victory in game number one tonight as they topped Joe Eastcamp and the Muscatine Muskies. We get ready for game number two here tonight at the U.S. Cellular Center in front of a huge crowd. The All-Mississippi Valley Conference affair. It'll be the third meeting of the year between Cedar Falls and Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And welcome everyone to the U.S. Cellular Center once again. Scott Unash alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn as we get ready to tip this one off here in about 12 minutes or so. And what a performance, Phil, by the West High Trojans. If they shoot like that, you might as well start carving that trophy at any moment.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable performance, Scott. They had everybody out there on the floor was playing extremely well. They moved the ball well. It really looked like they were in top shape here tonight, and it's going to be difficult out for them, anybody that gets them out there in Des Moines.
Well, for game number two, it's the third meeting of the year. Cedar Falls and Kennedy, they met the first time back right after the turn of the year. The new year coming in, January the 3rd at Kennedy. It was a non-conference game. Cedar Falls won at 67-62. Kennedy was actually the number one team in the state at that point. And in the second meeting of the year, the conference game, it was Cedar Falls winning on their home court 61-53 back on January the 20th. Cedar Falls has won four straight in this series against Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Sometimes the team has your number. Is that the case with Cedar Falls?
Well, I tell you, coming into this one, Cedar Falls has done so many good things throughout the year. And what was kind of strange about this, this sub-state, Scott, Cedar Falls was the number three seed. And, you know, the coaches seed their sub-states now. They were the number three seed. But they had head-to-head wins over the number one and the number two seed. They had beaten Kennedy twice, and they had beaten Prairie in their only outing prior to the last tournament game. So they had wins over there. They had to feel pretty good about their chances coming in here. And it all starts because of A.J. Green. He is such a good player in that backcourt, and he does so many things well for Cedar Falls. So interesting tonight how Kennedy is going to play A.J. Green and Cedar Falls defensively. Coach McCowan got a lot of tape, got two of his own games to go against them to go back and look and teach on, and he's talked about how they're going to make some changes defensively. As like they played in the last two ball games, they're going to do a couple things and see how Cedar Falls handles it.
Yeah, they're going to try a few things, and when you lose two in a row like that, yeah, it's time for you to start a couple things differently, and that's what the Cougars are going to do tonight, especially on the defensive end. A.J. Green is such a force, though, for this Cedar Falls team, and when he is on, it's very tough to beat the Tigers. He was on the other night. He had 29 through the first three quarters of the game against Cedar Rapids. Prairie did not score in that fourth quarter. Look, Prairie almost came back. They made it a three-point game before Cedar Falls won and advanced to this sub-state final game here tonight. A.J. Green, 22.2 points per game, but you can't forget about the others for Cedar Falls. You can't forget about Isaiah Johnson, who just seems to do everything. 11 points, leads the team, 6.5 rebounds, three steals a game. Ben Gernis in there in double figures as well. And then you got the two sophomores, and more sophomores coming off the bench with Wolf and Frericks. But it's a rounded Cedar Falls team, but certainly their leader is A.J. Green.
Yeah, and you know, the defenses always start with the focal point on A.J. Green, and what he is so good at is creating space for himself. And a lot of times when you see kids, you know, if they get by you, if they use the dribble, they're trying to get by you, get to the lane, get to the rim. He's not really that kind of player. He's the kind of player that he uses the dribble to create space and get a step back where he can pull up and shoot his jump shot. He's one of the top kids I've seen, Scott, shooting off the dribble. He is that good. He's so hard to defend because he gets it up so high and he releases it so high. It's very difficult to defend. And that's a change for high school kids to have to try to defend that. You got to get up into him a little bit more and not worry necessarily about him going by you. He's just trying to get it for the jump shot. But as you mentioned, some of those other players, what they did against Prairie the other night that I thought was really worked well for them the first three quarters is they ran some kids to the post other than A.J. Green, and they got them going early. They had the size advantage in some of those matchups there. It'll be interesting to see if they do that against Kennedy tonight. Kennedy, a little more physical team than Prairie was. See if they can get some of those baskets the way they did in that first game.
For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, this is their fourth straight appearance in a sub-state final. John McCowan trying to take his third Kennedy team to the boys' state basketball tournament. The Cougars, of course, led by Drake Brewster and Derek Diggins, both in double figures. But Kennedy's become a little bit more balanced here over the last half of the year. And the Cougars put together a seven-game winning streak right now. Brewster and Diggins still doing their scoring at about 14 and 13 points respectively, but Jackson Foley has picked up his scoring. Malik Haynes has picked up his scoring. And Kennedy's going to have, they're going to come at you with eight or nine guys off the bench. They're going to rotate people. And that's why Kennedy's had success here over the last month.
It is. And Coach McCowan has always brought a lot of kids in, and he brings them in early. He gives people rest. He expects them to play extremely hard, no matter if they're on offense or defense or what the case is out there. They got to be going 100%. And he'll reward them with breaks and get other kids in there. He's got full faith in those kids off the bench. Like you said, they'll go nine deep. Jackson Foley, the guard out there, he handles the ball a lot for him. Deceptive. A lot of people think they can post him up. We've seen that happen, though, Scott, where teams have tried to post him up, and they haven't had a whole lot of success with it because Foley's able to draw charges. He's able to get around and do things in that way. But Burst, you know, he's kind of one of those unsung heroes for Kennedy. He just battles in the post. He can step out and shoot threes if he needs to. He's going to rebound. He's going to give you everything he's got every minute. He's going to be a Division I athlete out playing baseball next year, so he knows what it takes to compete.
The Cougars averaging 63 points a game. Cedar Falls averaging 63 ball game. Cougars will shoot a few more threes than the Tigers, and we'll get to the free throw line a little bit more, but Cedar Falls shoots it a little bit better from the field, and these are both very good rebounding teams, and they share the ball very well. You take a look at all the facts and figures of this one, and it bears in the two games this year. It's probably going to come down to the last couple minutes of tonight's game.
I would think that, Scott. I would kind of be disappointed if it doesn't, because I'm looking forward to a really good one. But, yeah, it's going to come down to who's going to be able to make plays when it's crunch time, when the pressure's on, the lights are shining bright here. And, well, last year we were in this game in Cedar Falls and playing Linmar, different opponent here. A.J. Green,
he lit it up,
and he made big plays down the stretch. I think he thrives in these situations.
Yeah, he took it over last year down the stretch in that game down here at the U.S. Cellular Center against the Linmar Lions. Great crowd on hand tonight. Few people have left after the Muscatine-Iowa City West game, but three-quarters of this arena, except for the open end here, I mean, it is pretty solid full, and starting that second half of the West Muscatine game, boy, it looked good down here.
Yeah, it did. And a great environment to be down here again. And how about those Muscatine fans? Well, they were still being really loud, Scott, when you know, it was a 30-point ball game, but they're still cheering on their team. They were having some fun with their teammates.
High school basketball tonight here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, being presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thank you very much to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. Check them out, their website, www.firstfedcu.com. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Interest rates as low as 1.99% APR. Get you the starting lineups in a moment. The finals are going to start to come in. They're not going to have the pairings until tomorrow, 1 o'clock, when the big show starts online tomorrow from the Iowa High School Sports Network. So we can't tell you who's going to play who, but going into the fourth quarter, Sioux City East was on top of Council Bluffs Lincoln. Des Moines North has a big lead on Ankeny right now. Hempstead and Senior are going down the stretch, and it's a two-point game. Hempstead was up last time. Of course, West with the big win. North Scott and Bettendorf were tied at 33. Newton had a 12-point lead. It was down to one in the fourth quarter over Johnston. And Hoover, at last check, was trailing Valley by one. So we'll see how those all play out. North Scott won tonight at the girls' state basketball tournament in Class 4A. And Xavier is getting ready to take the court right now against Grinnell. We'll keep you updated on that particular ball game throughout the night right here on KGYM. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups for this one. The winner goes to the state tournament for the visiting Cedar Falls Tigers. 16-7 on the year for CF, but they own two victories so far this year over Kennedy. For the Tigers, they will go with, out of four, number 12, Ben Gurnas. Gurnas, the 6'4 senior, averaging 10.9 points a game, shooting 49% from the field and pulling down five rebounds a game. Also at a forward, it'll be Isaiah Johnson, number 24. Johnson, the 6'3 senior. He's the do-everything guy for Cedar Falls. Three-year starter, averaging 11 points, team high 6.5 rebounds, and three steals a game. Also at center, it'll be number 40, Jackson Frericks, 6'7 and a sophomore. Frericks at 5.7 points per ball game, 4.3 boards. The guards will be number 10, Logan Wolf. He's another sophomore at 6'3. Where's number 10? A 7.1 at points, 4.5 boards a game. And the man to make number 4, A.J. Green, 6'3 and a junior, averaging 22.2 points per game, a 45% three-point shooter. The head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers is Ryan Schultz. Now, the starting lineup for the home team, the Cougars of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 17-5 on the year for Kennedy. They will go with, at one forward, it'll be Derek Diggins, the 6'3 junior, averaging 13 points a game, shooting 51% from the field, pulls down just under five rebounds and 3.5 assists a game. Also at a forward, it'll be number 12, Matt Burst, 6'2, and a senior, headed to Illinois State next year to play baseball, averaging 7 points per ball game. He's the hard hat guy for this Kennedy basketball team, pulls down almost 8 rebounds a game. Also up front, it'll be number 2, Drake Brewster, the 6'6 senior, averaging 13.9 points per ball game, and Brewster pulls down just under 6 boards a game. And the backcourt, it'll be number 25, Jackson Foley, the 5'7 junior, who's picked up his scoring as of late, third on the team at almost 8 a game, a 43% three-point shooter. And number 1, Malik Haynes, the 6'1 senior, gets to start tonight, 7.5 points per ball game. The assistant coaches for Kennedy, Larry Williams, Ben Ethier, and Jeff Rubis, and the head coach, John McCowan. Kennedy in their home white with the green and gold trim. Kennedy across the front in cursive. Cougars across the back in cursive. Cedar Falls in their traveling red uniforms, white numbers, white letters. Trim in black. The number between the Cedar Falls in the front and the Tigers and the striping down the side of the shorts. Our officials tonight, as assigned to the Iowa High School Athletic Association, led by Joel Horst, the group out of far eastern Iowa. Some of the keys as we get ready for the Tigers and the Cougars.
A.J. Green, we start with Scott. You know, everybody looks at him as being the best player on the floor out here in this ballgame. How does he play in this situation? How does Kennedy defend? I know Coach McCowan has talked about how he's going to try and they're going to switch everything. They don't care about their matchup, but they switch all screens that he's involved in. And then when he's not involved in a screen, they're just going to deny, 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 and see rotate fresh kids on him throughout the ballgame and make him play extremely hard to get open. And he's going to use some energy to get open. The other thing is Kennedy's a senior, more senior-laden team than Cedar Falls. How does that leadership rise to the top here in this situation for the Cougars when you get in a tight situation like that? And then finally, lastly, big court. Who can find the mark, shoot the ball well in this setting.
All right, set to go. Frericks at 6'7", Diggins at 6'3", to tip it up. Winner goes to state. Iowa City West, a big winner earlier on tonight. Tapped around, controlled by Logan Wolf, and we're underway. As Cedar Falls will go to the bucket to our left. Johnson, spin move into the lane. A little left-hand floater, no. Tipped up, no good. And the rebound to Matt Burst for the Cougars. Kennedy on the run. Lead pass to Diggins. A high dribble. Brought it down, though. Foley quickly cross-court. Haynes for three, and he hits. And Kennedy up 3-0.
Bringing down the right side of the court. Reverse it back to the left. Find the open shooter.
Quickly in the other end. Tigers beat him back. And Jackson Frericks gets the layup. The 6'7 sophomore, and it's 3-2.
A quick transition points by Cedar Falls.
Foley, a step back three, and he got the friendly roll from the top of the circle for the 5'7 junior. Kennedy's 2 for 2 from three-point land.
Shooting the ball quickly, too, coming down the floor. No hesitation.
6-2 lead. A.J. Green going to be picked up by Malik Haynes. Over to the corner, near side, they get it to Logan Wolf. Little stutter move, goes up baseline, cut off by Brewster. Kennedy in that jump and switch defense. Going to be Johnson picked up by Diggins. Green, little swipe through moves. Got Foley on for the jumper, too strong with it. The deep kicker comes out to Drake Brewster.
Right up in tight, really tight on Green that time was Foley.
Burst, couple jab steps. They clear out the near side for him, and he'll bring it back out front, and Kennedy will set it up. Cougars by 4, just underway, 90 seconds into it. Jackson Foley at the right point. Wolf coming out on him to Diggins in the high post. He'll turn, puts it on the floor, drives, tried to kick it outside. The ball tipped out of bounds by Isaiah Johnson, and it will stay Cougar basketball.
He's going to be inbound right in front of the Cedar Falls bench right now. Will Burst.
And Kennedy, they'll sub a lot. Nick Deere will come in right away for the Cougars, the 6'2 senior. And Diggins will come out.
Not even 2 minutes into the ball game. That's typical of what Coach McCowan will do.
Every dead ball, Kennedy's going to bring somebody in. Foley to Burst. Going to be Frericks on him. Very interesting matchup. Foley way outside the NBA arc. They play catch with it on the perimeter now. Burst puts it on the floor. Yo-yos and dribble back between the rings. So we've played 2 minutes here. Kennedy hitting their first two threes. They're up 6-2. Foley, little stutter dribble. Coming left. Backs up. Puts up the three. Got it again. And Jackson Foley came to play tonight.
2 for 2 from three-point range. Little ball up top. Then he gets that little separation with a little push off. Just enough to get a shot free.
Kennedy, 3 for 3 for three-point land. Green off the dribble. Pop-up jumper, no, but he drew the foul.
They got up into him, hit his arm in the act of shooting. Is it Brewster?
Yeah, I think it was Drake Brewster.
Now they're trying to get the number.
Officials are going to talk it over here. Okay, A.J. Green's going to go to the free throw line. And they're going to give it to Brewster.
Well, they gave it to Deer.
No, Deer, you're right. Three instead of two.
I think it was Brewster that was there.
And A.J. Green on the free throw line. He is terrific at 93%, but he misses the first one.
Mark it down. Doesn't happen very often.
Dead ball, so Kennedy will make a change. Out for the Cougars, Malik Haynes. Back in, Derek Diggins. One more on the way. It's up, no good. Missed a pair and over the back for Cedar Falls. Going to go Gertis.
Gertis trying to get it, and I think that time he was going over the top of Burst. Burst had the nice screen out. He had the inside position. Pretty easy call for that back official, the trail official, to make.
Kennedy bringing it up. Off to a hot start with a 9-2 lead. Burst at the left point. Back it comes to Jackson Foley. Going to have Wolf on him at 6-3 now. Comes left off the ball screen. Fumbles it for a moment. Now Diggins drives in the lane and are going to get a bump on Johnson. They're calling it close very early.
Yeah, they are. They're saying he was riding him out of that. But I think Coach Schultz was talking about his hands are off. He's playing straight up, but just into his body.
Inbound pass slapped out of bounds by Isaiah Johnson. Kennedy will try it again. As the Cougars will inbound, left of their glass looking in. They'll lob it out deep to Brewster. A little shake and bake move. Drives left of the lane. Kick to the corner. Far side to Matt Burst. He'll bring it out top. Gertis on him as the Cougars are going to get ready to bring Malik Haynes back in. They'll spread the court here a little bit with a 9-2 lead. 3 minutes into it. Foley to Burst. Holds it at the right point now for the Kennedy Cougars. Deer, bullet pass down low. Putting up the shot, no good. Brewster, rebound, Foley flew in there and got it at 5-7.
Nobody checked him off, he ran free.
Burst, left wing three, going to be way short. Rebound, Johnson. We got it away from Nick Deere. Here comes Johnson, weaving his way into the front court for the Tigers. Going to the bucket to our left. To A.J. Green, and he'll survey the field here.
Deere right up in him.
He'll go around Deere all the way in. in and left-hand layup good for A.J. Green.
He beat him to the right, but he comes back to his left at the last moment there. Nice, easy move.
Big and stripped by Johnson going up. Made a nice defensive play. Now Kennedy back into the offense. Burst, two-man game. They get it down low to Diggins, posting up Johnson. Spins, turns, takes him right block. Little head and shoulder fake. Now gets caught, back out to Foley. Top of the key three, that one no good. Missed his first shot of the night. The rebound to Jackson Frericks.
With the next dead ball, a lot of people sitting over there ready to sub in, both teams.
Yeah, we're going to have five new faces coming in. Logan Wolf to Johnson. Cedar Falls working the perimeter. They try to go back door, pass tip. By Burst, intercepted by Foley. Turnover number one to the Trailer Brewster. Thought about the pull-up three. Now he'll bring it back out to the near side hash.
Frerick's going to be guarding him this possession.
3:35 to play here in the opening quarter. Kennedy, 9-4 lead. Touch pass to Brewster, driving left of the lane. Goes in on Frerick's leaner. No good. Forced it up, but the Cougars got the offensive board. Kennedy calling out the play.
Getting their set what they want against the Cedar Falls man-to-man.
Cougars have led the whole way here. Brewster in the high post to Burst. Burst fakes, now drives into the lane. Right hand, scorer good. Little shot. Finger roll.
Yeah, a shot fake from the three-point line. Gets the defender up in the air and finishes at the rim.
11-4 Cougars. That's the first two-point goal for Kennedy tonight. Up top, Wolf goes crossover, drives right free throw line, kick outside, Frericks for three, and he hits.
Underneath, all the defense paid all the attention to Green coming underneath, and they left him open.
Frericks hit the three-pointer to beat Kennedy on January the 3rd, if you recall. On that night where the Cougars were number one, Foley fakes, free throw line, jumper swished right through for Jackson Foley, who's got eight early.
Playing well offensively, is he?
13-7, Cougars on top. Green, stop and go move. He'll pull up for a three. No, off the left side. Rebound way up high. Burst kept the dribble alive. And out of there with it comes Drake Brewster. We've got six players getting ready to come into this game.
Some tired players out there right now.
Foley, ball handling, goes crossover. Kicks it far side to Deere as the Cougars work the weave. Burst near corner. Back out front to Diggins. We go to two to play here in the opening quarter. Kennedy up 13-7. Diggins on the deep hand back to Drake Brewster.
They're content to dribble it out here if Cedar Falls isn't going to come up and get a five count.
Curtis playing far off Brewster. Don't know if they're going to hold it a minute 35 here, though. Foley stop and go move, drives, kicks it back to Diggins. A little shake and bake move, a drive and a kick out to Deer. Fakes the three, penetrates. No one pass underneath. Easy two for Matt Burst.
Make the extra pass, they did.
Timeout, Cedar Falls. 30-second timeout, and Kennedy is hitting on all cylinders so far.
Yeah, they are. They're sharing the ball. Long possession that time offensively. Made Cedar Falls work. And then they made that extra pass at the very end to get the wide-open layup against their man-to-man.
Kennedy's going to bring the freshman Jack Wetzel in, the 6'3 ninth grader. We'll give you all the changes coming up because there's a ton of them.
Kennedy might have five new players coming in. I think they had four sitting over there before Wetzel came in. So we got a minute 25 left in the first. Cedar Falls taking that first timeout, probably a pretty good one. Get the troops rallied a little bit here, refocus going into the home stretch of the first period.
Jack Wetzel, 6'3 freshman. Isaiah Harris back into the game, or in for the first time, 6'3 senior. Diggins back in. Kai Jenkins is in, 6'2 junior for the Cougars. And for Cedar Falls, Sam Gary will come in. He is a 5'10 sophomore. Also, Jack Campbell. The 6'4 sophomore into the game for the Tigers. And now we've got a whistle and a 3-second violation on A.J. Green inside posting up.
Don't see that very often. You just don't see that call made very much.
Especially with your point guard. Reese Gardner also in for Cedar Falls. 6'4 junior on a very young Tiger team. Nobody came back to get the ball. Now Kennedy will bring it up with Kai Jenkins. Minute 5 to play here in the opening quarter. The Cougars off to a 15-7 start. Jenkins circling left, hands it off to Diggins. Spin move in the lane, double pump off the glass, no good with the layup attempt. And here comes Cedar Falls the other way. Green stop and go move, and they're going to get a hold here on Kai Jenkins, I believe.
Yeah, Green trying to get some separation out there off the dribble. Your first instinct defensively is to put those hands out to stop and help him a little bit, but when you do that, that's going to be a pretty easy call for the official.
Off the inbound, they try to get it inside. Gary does, almost threw it away. Back out top. Wolf goes crossover, penetrates, drop off pass to Campbell. Offensive foul as Campbell ran over Derek Diggins.
Diggins standing on the interior, that pass down low to the post.
Team foul number three on Cedar Falls.
And Cedar Falls is going to step back in into the three-quarter court, man-to-man.
See if Kennedy goes for one. A lot of time to hold it, 42 seconds. As the Cougars will bring it up with Drake Brewster, just check back into the ball game.
I think if Cedar Falls is going to be content to stand back and not get a five count going, they would.
5 second count on. Cougars get it off to Malik Haynes up top. Haynes puts it on the floor, and it poked away by Logan Wolf. Picks it back up way out front. Going to have to find somebody spinning and finally gets it out to Isaiah Harris. 15 seconds. Brewster out front. Clears some room. Standing right hand dribble. It's going to get in the offense. Angling right with a dribble. They're going to get a hand check on Campbell.
Off it. Oh. Yeah, you're right. I thought they might get that chicken wing going when Brewster hits that arm out there a little bit.
Diggins will come in. That really helped Kennedy because they get two offensive players to come in.
Yeah, they can sub how they want here for this final 8.5 seconds. And they got enough time yet to run something here. It doesn't have to be rushed.
Jenkins from the near sideline looking. Going to have to go into the backcourt, though, to Foley. 6 seconds. Foley across the timeline. Goes crossover. Felling on the drive. Fall by jumper. Rimming good by Foley at the horn. Step back, fall away, and a first quarter that belonged to the 5'7 junior, Jackson Foley. We're through one, the sub-state final in 4A at Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 17, Cedar Falls 7. Back in a minute, you're listening to Boys Basketball from KGYM Sports.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here from the U.S. Cellular Center here in the second quarter. Kennedy with the basketball after the buzzer beater by Jackson Foley. And the Cougars with a 10-point lead. They bounce it on the baseline. Off the clear out. Diggins going one-on-one. Off the dribble. Jumper up short. Front iron. Offensive board to Kennedy, though. Out comes left wing. Three Haynes. That's too strong. And burst another offensive rebound.
Four offensive rebounds for Kennedy so far in this ballgame. Two with burst.
And that's what he does best. Foley, Burst, Diggins, Brewster, and Malik Haynes in there for the Cougars. Burst on the drive, right of the lane. Kick to the corner to Foley now. A Green coming out on him. Diggins turns, fires a high arching jumper short. And finally, Cedar Falls gets a rebound with Gertis. Frericks, Gertis, Johnson, and Wolf in there along with A.J. Green. They'll trap Green along the sideline. He gets rid of it to Wolf now. Up top, goes back door, and a layup by Johnson.
Over, they beat that pressure on the wing. Coach McGowan not happy with their defense that time, but they used the pressure against Kennedy.
17-9, Cedar Falls extending the defense. Brewster at free throw line, tries to pull a pass down low, and it's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cougars as Kai Jenkins right back into the lineup, and for Cedar Falls, Dan Martinson, the senior guard, will come in. 6:45 to play here in the first half. Kennedy up by 8 at 17-9. We'll start sprinkling in some of the 4A sub-state scores for you in a moment. Foley has been the score early on the drive. Off balance, high floater. No, left it short. A weak side board to A.J. Green. Green bringing it up court in a hurry. Almost lost it. And then Foley nearly coming out with a steal. Green kept it alive. Finally goes cross court to Johnson for three. Off the front iron, no. And the rebound to Frericks, and he got pushed.
Yeah, Frericks coming in from the backside that time, unchecked. Until he got the ball and some contact knocked him down.
Malik Haynes will get the foul. That'll be his first 13th foul on Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And the Tigers to inbound. Down by eight. They lob it out front to Gertis, going one-on-one. Kick to the corner. Johnson fakes. Now drives. Double pump leader. Good. Contact play on as Foley tried to draw the charge.
He may have been a little too late underneath that time. It's in a row now for Cedar Falls. Answers down here offensively.
Foley a drive and a kick near side. Up top. Kai Jenkins penetrates. Circles it back out front. Back to Jenkins in the corner. Flips it inside to Burst. Posting up on Jackson Frericks. He'll take him off the dribble one-on-one. Drives. Hangs. No, but he drew the foul.
Baseline out of bounds for the Cougars. A couple new bodies coming in for Cedar Rapids Kennedy as well.
Frericks picks up the foul, his first, team's fifth. And it will be ball out of bounds to the Cougars. Looking, they finally get it into Burst. Kennedy brought Nick Deere back into the ball game at that dead ball. And Derek Diggins, 5:35 to play. Off the screen, Deere looking inside, high lob, nice catch inside, reverse layup, no, by Brewster, but he drew the foul.
They throw lob over the top because they brought everybody away. Offensively, there was nobody left on the backside that can give help for Cedar Falls.
First on Martinson, that's team foul number six, so Kennedy will be shooting from here on in. And on the line, first free throw good for Brewster. That's his first point tonight. A 68% shooter. Kennedy, 67%. A little bit better than Cedar Falls, 65%. Second free throw on the way. Got them both.
And Kennedy likes to press after made free throws. They're in it now.
Back to an 8-point Cougar lead. Martinson up the right-hand boards. Stutter dribble. Crossover pass and stolen away by Kennedy.
Burst in there, reading that well. Back into the press.
Now Burst will set it up for the Cougars. Kennedy with ball, the 8-point lead. Deere, Harris, Burst, Diggins, and Brewster in there for John McCowan. Deere, right point, goes over the near side corner. Burst clears some space, drives on Green, goes cross court. Three for the far corner, up perfect for Isaiah Harris.
The lefty catches and shoots after the dribble penetration, gets everybody to drop to the basketball.
And Kennedy with a little run, 22-11. Green penetrates, kicks it to the corner, ball out of bounds, last touch by the Cougars. John McCowan tried to buy a call there, but the officials weren't buying it.
Yeah, the official was right there, right in front of him, a little smile afterwards.
It'll be Cedar Falls to inbound, right in front of the Kennedy bench over the far side. And Johnson will get it into Green, who's been awful quiet so far in this game.
Look how they're up into him, Scott.
Green, pull-up jumper, had a block from behind by Deere. Loose, picked up by Brewster. Dangerous pass, but Diggins comes away with it. Spins away into the corner. Here's Harris for another three. Too strong, no. And the rebound to Green, who hung in midair to get it. A.J. between the legs of the dribble a couple times. Now on the drive, yo-yos it right of the circle, spins, follow-away jumper, off the back iron, no, with a rebound to Diggins. They're forcing him into bad shots.
Well, they're running at him early, Scott. He doesn't go anywhere on the court where there is not somebody in front of him and up into him really tight.
Nice stop and go move by Diggins, but left the floater short. Rebound underneath the Brewster, layup won't go, and the rebound to Wolf. Two good opportunities, and the Cougars could not capitalize. Kennedy by 11, 22-11. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Cougars. Green with Diggins on him. Spins away. Puts up the follow-away jumper for three. No, right wing. Rebound comes out deep to Harris. Think if you're Kennedy, you got to be very happy with your defense right now.
Yeah, you are. You're right up into Green every chance he gets, and Green's asking for a blow over there. I think he looked at his bench.
Now he's playing with that bum right wrist, too. Coach. He's got a wrap on it.
Kennedy now going to work the weave up front, spread the court a little bit.
Here on the drive and an offensive foul.
And it was Green who slid in front to take the charge.
Second on Nick Deere, team foul number four. First turnover of the game on the Cougars.
Kennedy's going to pick up again. Cedar Falls now they take Green off the point. They're going to let Wolf bring it up. Let Green come down and start in a stack in the half court.
Well, if Green wanted a breather, he's not going to get one.
You know, if I'm Schultz, too, I'm not going to let him come out of the game very often either.
Pass inside, broken up by Malik Harris. Or Malik Haynes, I beg your pardon, picked up by the Cougars. That's another Cedar Falls turnover, their fifth. Haynes, a little yo-yo dribble right of the key. Gets it out front to Kai Jenkins now. He'll hold it with a standing right-hand dribble. Jenkins with Frericks off of him. To Foley, whip pass inside, left block, first posting up. Burst, spins, little right-hand floater, no, the rebound to Frericks. Kind of forced up a little turnaround.
Cedar Falls only with 11 points at this juncture.
Steal by Foley. Foley, one on two, and it knocked away from behind. And it's out of bounds. It'll stay Kennedy ball.
Isaiah Johnson coming back from behind with the left hand. One poked it away.
Brewster back in for the Cougars. And Kennedy to inbound. Up by 11. Lower scoring game than I think some people anticipated here.
Yeah, I only thought it would be a little more. I thought it would be more up-tempo.
Brewster, shake and bake move. He'll put up the 15-foot jumper and got it to go. They isolated him on the inbound play. And he made Cedar Falls pay. 24-11. Off to clear out, going one-on-one. Foley doubled, came up with a steal, but then it went to the floor. Cedar Falls fell on it. The Tigers will get a timeout.
Logan Wolf called it. I think it's going to be a 30.
30-second timeout with 2:02 to play here in quarter number two.
One of the things we haven't mentioned yet, Scott, is Cedar Falls over there. Their warm-up jersey, their top, says Coach Slykhouse on it. Jerry Slykhouse, of course, the longtime basketball coach at Cedar Falls, passed away in a tragic car accident.
He and his wife, yeah.
So Cedar Falls chose to honor him with that. And then earlier in that first game, we saw Iowa City West is still wearing the Kenny Arnold warm-up tops. They had the number 30 on it. But it's nice to see both of these high school teams giving back and trying to remember important people in their community.
Indeed. And what a guy Jerry Slykhouse was. Was just
a
terrific guy.
He was a gentleman. He was a great coach. Impacted a lot of kids' lives up there.
Cedar Falls with Green going one-on-one. Pull-up jumper won't go, but chases down his own deep rebound. And the cross-court pass. Wolf goes crossover, drives, spinning left of the lane, got doubled, had it knocked away, stolen out of there by Brewster. Turnover number seven. Cross-court pass. Now they go cross-court again on the bounce, and it's broken up by Wolf. They're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to go to Cedar Falls.
Yeah, and down here initially, I think it was Foley the one that got his hand in and slapped the ball away on the initial defensive possession down here for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. He's had himself a nice little ball game here, both ends of the court.
1:35 to play here in the first half. A.J. Green with only 2 points so far in the game for Cedar Falls. Green will walk it across the timeline. Push pass to the corner. Johnson, a quick three, going to be way short. And the Tigers' cold shooting continues.
Yeah, and Diggins with that defensive rebound.
Foley bringing it up. Between the leg dribble a couple times. Trying to get it inside to Diggins right in the lane and went through his legs and picked up by Green. Back-to-back Kennedy turnovers. Green penetrates, kicks it to Wolf, left of the circle. 1 minute to play here in quarter number two. Kennedy up by 13. 24-11. Curtis looking inside. Skip pass over the top. High catch made by Wolf. Wolf in the drive right of the lane. Lost it going up. Deflected off the backboard. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Cougar basketball.
Kennedy with those active hands. Anybody drives in the lane, they're poking at it. and they're popping it loose.
Malik Haynes back in for the Cougars.
46 seconds, too much time. Kennedy's been pretty deliberate in some of their half-court stuff.
And Kennedy will get the ball first to start the second half, too. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Kennedy go for one here.
Now, if you get a two, you're up 15. 26-11 if they can convert.
First of the handback. They're working the weave outside the arch. Foley at the center circle. Foley, couple of crossover dribbles. This ball handling, and now Kennedy will go for one. Foley tried to hand it back. Broken up there by Cedar Falls. We're going to have a jump ball, but it's going to stay with Kennedy. So, arrow business.
Get them unlocked and unwound up there, the players tangled up. Still plenty of time for Kennedy, 12.6. They can run whatever they want. Don't have to rush.
First lobs it into the backcourt to Drake Brewster. Down to 9 seconds. Here comes Foley into the front court. Wolf on him. Stutter dribble coming right. Hands it back to Diggins. Circling left. Diggins spins. Goes up with a high arching fall away. Short at the horn. Halftime. And Cedar Rapids Kennedy with the lead in a low-scoring affair. It's the Cougars 24 and the Cedar Falls Tigers 11. We'll come back, talk halftime with you from the U.S. Cellular Center. We'll do it after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accu-Check and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Napa know-how. Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts, plus get double O rewards points on your purchase. Keep your engine clean with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids. We are at halftime. Not the prettiest game in the world, Phil, but Kennedy will take it. They lead Cedar Falls 24-11, and I think the only stat you need to know is that at halftime, Jackson Foley is outscoring A.J. Green in the point guard battle right now by 8 points.
That's an eye-opener right there. Jackson Foley, give that young man all the credit in the world. He's come out, and he's got his game face on. He's knocking down threes. He's shooting off the dribble, scoring. He's getting offensive rebounds, doing the job on the defensive end as well. He's been the straw that stirred the drink for Cedar Rapids Kennedy out there. And then, you know, Green, he hasn't had room to breathe out there, really. I mean, they have been all over him, Scott, and they're up into him wherever he goes. They switch every single screen that he's involved in, and they're playing him extremely tight, playing him a little bit physical, just enough so they're not getting fouls called on him and making him expend an awful lot of energy on the floor.
Take a look at the halftime scoring for the Kennedy Cougars, being led by Jackson Foley, the 5'7 junior. We mentioned he's been picking up his scoring as of late. He's up to 8 points a game, and he's over that now. He's got 10 and 4 field goals, including a couple of three-pointers. 4 apiece for Matt Burris and Drake Brewster. Isaiah Harris with a three-pointer, and Malik Haynes with a three-pointer for the Kennedy total of 24. For the Tigers of Cedar Falls, Jackson Frerichs leading the way with 5, Isaiah Johnson with 4, A.J. Green averaging 22, has 2 points in the first half of play. Cedar Falls with 8 turnovers as well. 3 for Kennedy. Bench scoring right now is 3-0 in favor of the Cougars. Kennedy 4-1. They lead in 3-point goals so far in the ball game. Cougars 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, while Cedar Falls 0-2 from the free throw line in this one. I'll throw it to you for a look at first half rebounding.
Well, rebounding, Scott, we have a 12-11. Kennedy plus 1 in this statistic. And it starts with Matthew Burst. He has 4 rebounds. He's got game-high honors so far for this number. 2 rebounds apiece for Derek Diggins as well as Drake Brewster. Jackson Foley, Nick Deer, and Isaiah Harris each with 1 rebound for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They got 1 dead ball rebound, the Cougars do. 5 offensive, 7 defensive, a total of 12 for Kennedy. Cedar Falls, 2 players leading them with 3. That'd be A.J. Green and Jackson Frerichs. Isaiah Johnson contributing 2 rebounds. And Logan Wolf, Ben Gertis, as well as Reese Gardner, each chipping in with 1. 3 offensive rebounds, 8 defensive. Added up, they have 11. So plus 1 for Kennedy in the rebounding.
Take a look at the first half shooting, and probably not going to be the greatest to look at so far in the ball game. And we'll get that here from Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. As soon as everything refreshes, do you have it here? I'm going to borrow yours.
Yep, right there.
Because this one is not working. Kennedy 9 of 23. Not too bad. 4 out of 9, 44% from three-point land in the first half. Cedar Falls 5 of 15. They've only gotten off 15 shots so far, shooting 33%, 20% from three-point land. They're 1 out of 5 so far in the ballgame. So. And you put 8 turnovers in there as well, and that tells a lot.
Yeah, that takes away those offensive possessions where they have a chance maybe where they can come down and get some shots up. They're losing those as they're coming out. And I tell you, and it's in a large part due to Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They've played so well on the defensive end. Coach McCowan has put together a pretty good defensive game plan here in this ballgame.
The other scores in 4A. We don't know the pairings again. They won't be released until tomorrow after 1 o'clock. But we know the other 7 winners. Of course, the earlier game at the U.S. Cellular Center, Iowa City West put on a shooting clinic and just dismantled Muscatine 83-44. So West is off to another state tournament. But after that, we got a lot of newbies. It's a new-look state tournament this year, Phil. One veteran coming back is Sioux City East. They beat Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln tonight 79-63. So I believe they won the rubber match of that particular series, 2 out of 3 this year. For the first time since Hurl Beecham was there in 1991, the Polar Bears of Des Moines North are headed to the state tournament, 88-68 over Ankeny. And for the first time in school history, think about that. They've had some good players and some good teams up there. Dubuque Hempstead, 53-50 win over Dubuque Senior tonight. So congratulations to the Hempstead Mustangs and Coach Petchy.
Yeah, they've done a good job up there getting them going. I remember back when Coach Garrity, who's now at Western Dubuque, was at Dubuque Hempstead back a long time ago. And they did. They had some really good teams that have come through there. And it is... I wouldn't have guessed that they had never been to Des Moines before.
I would have never guessed that before, but that is the case. The MAC representative will be Bettendorf. They held off North Scott 46-44, so Bettendorf will be making the trip to state. For the first time since 1992, the Newton Cardinals out of the Little Hawkeye are heading off to the state tournament. They beat Johnston 48-44 tonight. And in overtime, West Des Moines Valley held off Des Moines Hoover 45-43. So Sioux City East, Des Moines North, Dubuque Hempstead, Iowa City West, Bettendorf, Newton, and West Des Moines Valley. And the winner of this one will be headed off to the state tournament next week on Wednesday.
Yeah, and so far the winner of this one looks like it could be Kennedy. They got a good first half. They just need a strong 16 minutes here to continue what they were doing to reach their goal.
Keep doing what you've been doing for Kennedy. I think that's especially defensively.
Yeah, you focus on your keys. You focus on what you're going to be doing and how you, everything. You're right there on him. Make him work for every single thing he's got. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody block his shot yet, Scott, the jump shot, until we did tonight. There were two Kennedy Cougars there. The guy in front of him kept him. And then it came from behind is where that shot block came from. I think it was Deer that got up in the green. So keep going. And if you're Cedar Falls, who else is going to step up? Who's going to be the next player that's going to step up maybe and get some buckets and loosen things up? Because right now they're just playing tight.
And you got to get A.J. Green going.
Yeah, I mean, you try to find a get him going, but they're playing so tight right now. And you could see it. It's totally different than what we saw last year. And I know it's a different year, different team, different opponent, all that. But last year, they were the ones that were free-flowing out here against the Lions and looking good, very confident.
Cedar Falls will have the ball first to start half number two. Johnson, Green, Gertis, Wolf, and Frericks for the Tigers. For Kennedy, they'll go with their same starting five as well. It'll be Burst, Diggins, along with Drake Brewster, Haynes, and Foley. Green out top of the center circle. Hands it to Wolf. Wolf turns, takes the free throw line. Kick back to Gertis. They play catch with it. Now to Johnson. Jab step and a drive. Johnson all the way in. Left-hander no, but he drew the foul.
And he's going to get to, you know, like I said, he's on the floor, I think, before not in the act of shooting. So it's going to be baseline out of bounds.
Second on Malik Haynes. Team foul number one. Looking over to the right there. See Ben Jacobson in attendance tonight. Gertis, bullet pass down low to Johnson, posting up, got doubled on the weak side, and Burst took it away. And then the quick outlet pass. Here comes Brewster, and he'll hold it up. There's your Nicholas Bear-type activity from Matt Burst.
Yeah, and he's involved in so many plays, and so many effort plays.
Diggins took an extra step as he took it in the lane and traveled with it. Turnover number four, Kennedy gives it right back.
Coach McCowan talking to him about just slowing down a little bit. You got to play at a different pace offensively than you do defensively. And you got to make those, sometimes kids, hard for them to do, is make that adjustment.
Wolf bringing it up on the power dribble of the right hand. Penetrates, kicks it to Frericks in the corner. Hooks, gets it back to the corner, and Burst going for the save. Almost got it, and it will stay Cedar Falls basketball.
Now Burst involved right in the middle of it again.
It'll be the Tigers to inbound. And the body language right now for Cedar Falls just doesn't look good.
Oh, it's the Cougars that are out there that playing with all the confidence in the world. Cedar Falls looks like they're just kind of trying to find their way right now.
John McCowan, third Kennedy team to the state tournament in 4 years. Baseline, Gertis. Hands it back now to A.J. Green. Up top to Johnson. Stop and go dribble. Takes it inside. Turnaround shot up good. Right of the lane on a 10-footer.
He may be that guy. He may be the X factor for Cedar Falls to get things going.
24-13. Foley, a step back jumper for two. An air ball, and it goes out of bounds off of Kennedy, and it'll be CF ball.
Well, Malik Haynes almost had that rebound coming from the far side. Hustle play there.
A little bit of Cougar pressure at the backcourt. It'll be Foley picking up Logan Wolf. 90 seconds into the second half, and it's a 24-13 lead for Kennedy. Off the dribble, Green fires for three. No in the line driver, got his own rebound. Kept it alive to Wolf, though. And the Tigers will get it again. High cross-court pass to Johnson. He'll go crossover, drives. Offensive foul on Johnson. There's Matt Burst again.
Sliding his feet, staying in front, keeping his hands off. What happens with Johnson, what happens with a lot of players do, they lower the shoulder and then they extend the arm. Makes it pretty easy for the official to call.
If you get that lowering the shoulder or that extension, you're going to get it every time.
Well, if you're Cedar Falls, you got to dig in here now. Can't let this thing get into your head.
24-13, near steal. Nick Deere into the game now for the Cougars. Spinning. Nice dish underneath the Brewster. Blocked from behind. Ooh, and a foul on Gertis, who thought he got all ball.
I think initially he probably did get all ball. Maybe it was after the fact. And a lot of times officials don't call it if it happens after the initial block.
Greg Brewster to the free throw line. He had Kennedy's only two free throws in the first half. Spins it on the right hand, puts it up, and got it. Swished it right through. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. One more upcoming. And it's on the way. That one's going to be short. A.J. Green one hands the rebound. Remember, Green is a pretty good rebounder as well at over four a game. Green, high pass to Johnson in the far corner. Plays catch with Wolf. They work the triangle left. Cross-court pass now to Frericks. The sophomore puts it on the floor. Gets it back to Johnson. Long bounce. Entry pass inside to Wolf. Spins. Leaves it for Frericks. Open jumper right through from the heart of the lane on a 10-footer.
Balling into the post. They didn't have anything. And then they made their pass out of it. Made the defense collapse a little bit.
25-15. Kennedy lead at 10. Turning the corner. Foley almost lost it, but kept it alive. Burst. Right back it comes cross-court to Brewster. Brewster off the dribble. Stop and go move. He got bumped by Curtis, and that's going to be his third.
Yeah, they said he didn't hit him with his arms, but he chested him as Brewster was trying to make a move to the basket.
Kennedy looking for their 15th appearance at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Cedar Falls looking for their 9th. Tigers were there a year ago when they beat Lindmar in this game. Off the clear out. Brewster one-on-one and drew the foul. He'll go to the line for two more.
Jack Campbell, was it?
Yep. Third on Campbell, so he's got three. Just came in for Gertis, who's got three.
Well, and it's off the dribble that's causing the problems. They can't defend without committing the foul.
A couple free throws coming up for Brewster, and curls the first one in. 4 out of 5 now from the line. 26-15, Kennedy on top by 11. 5:17 to play in the third. Second one, in and out. Rebound, they box out at Campbell. Finally chases it down. Kind of had Nick Deere wrapped up.
From behind that time.
Green, pass to Frericks in the far corner, looking inside. Tried to get it to Campbell, to Wolf. Fakes, kick to the corner. Frericks for three, that's short all the way. And the rebound out deep to Diggins. Kennedy on the run, 2-on-1. Diggins all the way down. Duck under move with a layup with the right hand for two.
Yeah, he got that extra, I don't know, what do they call that, Scott? That Euro step there at the end. He was able to finish.
First two for Diggins. Pull up three, Green. Can't get the roll. Rebound out of bounds. Should be Cedar Falls ball, and it is.
Green can't get anything going offensively. Kennedy's there on every single shot.
A.J. Green, one for the night. Kai Jenkins back in. Malik Haynes back in. 4:42 to play in the third. It'll be Cedar Falls inbound, right of the glass looking in front court. Johnson will lob it out front to Frericks, and the Tigers will set it up. Frericks off the dribble. Works it up top. Green fakes, goes left. Got doubled quickly. Over into the corner now to Frericks. Backs his way in. Little right hand hook. Good. Frericks, only a sophomore, and he's just getting better and better. He's got 9.
Yeah, that nice time, nice versatility that time off the dribble with the half hook.
Diggins drives, tries to go back door with the pass, tip, but Deere comes away with it. Back to Jenkins for a three. Off the front iron, no, and Green the rebound. Here comes Green, bringing it ahead with the left hand. He'll yo-yo it back out at the left point. Now stop and go move into the lane. Kicks it back outside to Wolf. Penetrates, splits a double team, and fouled. Either Jenkins or Diggins.
And that possession right there was a perfect example of how Kennedy gave help real early on Green. He's coming down to his left, right across half court. And Brewster's right there. I mean, he's within a step of there. Not giving him any room at all. He has to give it up.
Kai Jenkins picks up the foul. Logan Wolf to the line and gets the first free throw. First point tonight for the 6'3 sophomore. Gary will come in now for Cedar Falls. As we go over the halfway mark of the game's third quarter, Kennedy has kind of maintained that high single-digit, double-digit lead throughout the night. Wolf cuts it down to nine, and here comes the CF pressure. Cougars up the right sideline, get it ahead to Haynes. Thought about the three. That would have been a deep one.
And then he thought better of it.
Diggins in the center circle. Goes crossover, got doubled. Leaves it for Jenkins as they work the weave up front. Jenkins puts it on the floor to Foley. Foley drives in on Green, had it tied up, and a jump ball going to be called. Going to stay with the Cougars.
Yeah, Green kept him in front that time, and then he kept a little bit harder for Foley that time. Green, with his length, able to stay in front and make him shoot over the top.
Kennedy to inbound, quickly to the corner. Haynes pop-up three won't go. The weak side rebound to Logan Wolf. Cedar Falls bringing it up. They cut it down to six with a three ball. Wolf inside, right back out to Gary. Free throw line jumper up, good for the sophomore. And here come the Tigers down by seven.
Going to his left that time. We'll see if Coach McCown elects to take a timeout or not.
Foley on the dribble drive all the way in and rejected out of bounds.
Logan Wolf came from behind on that block. Foley had got loose on the ball screen up front, but Wolf doesn't give up on it. Wolf's got his decided height advantage there and long arms.
Brewster will come in for Deer. They inbound it on the bounce. Turning, spinning, putting it up. Shot rejected. Good help defense, but the putback good off the Campbell block by Drake Brewster.
And Brewster didn't stand and watch. He wasn't a spectator that time. He went after the basketball.
Kennedy back to a nine-point lead. Under three to play here in the third quarter. Spin right of the lane. Dump off pass to Campbell. Tried to bounce it on the floor. Bounced it off his leg out of bounds.
And they missed that one there.
Yeah, they did.
They missed that one. I think they missed the foul, and then the ball looked like it went off Kennedy, who was laying on the floor. They're not going to win the argument, though.
Foley burst back in. Diggins, Haynes, and Brewster, the five for the Cougars. Double high post offense for Kennedy. First lob out front to Diggins. Puts it on the floor. Cross court to Foley. NBA three up short for the left wing. Comes out deep, picked up by Campbell. There was a hold there.
Yeah, there was. Foley trying to slow him down a little bit.
Green into the lane. Nice drop-off pass to Campbell for the easy two.
And that dribble drive up front, getting the back line of the defense to commit.
Green's not scoring, but he's starting to rack up the assists. 30-23. Foley out front with a starter dribble. Hands it back to Brewster. Green comes out on him. Brewster, a couple crossover moves. We have 2 minutes to play in the third. Foley gives it up at the far hash mark. Diggins puts it on the floor. Drive and a kick out to Burst up top as the Cougars being patient. With the 7 lead at 30-23.
And those little weaves, that little weave action.
And Green going to get called for the foul, trying for the steal.
Smart move that time. He got by him, but then he almost just kind of backed into him a little bit to draw the contact. Heads up play by Foley.
Well, one of the advantages to being 5'7". Is that you can kind of contort yourself to cover that ball and to make it look like a taller defender is reaching in.
Yeah, it does.
Kennedy to inbound. They bounce it on the right block, tipped away by Campbell. It's going to stay Cougar ball. Kennedy trying to force it inside.
They like to run that 1-4 on the baseline out of bounds with their bigs either screen for each other or they throw over the top.
Inbound to Brewster, right back it comes to Diggins, drives in, Diggins scores. Quick step by Diggins.
Now classic, you rip it low, let that defense overcommit with the high side, and then you just go by him.
32-23, Cougars by nine. Green, doubled. Cross-court pass down to Johnson over on the far sideline. Johnson, they'll clear it out for him, going one-on-one. Crossover dribble, driving a kick. Martinson wide open, three, got it.
That was deep, that was the red line.
Dan Martinson doesn't shoot it a whole lot. Has only 14 points of the year. And he had a big three.
Didn't hesitate that time.
32-26, lead down to six. First, holding it between the rings. Comes right with it. Takes it Mark. He'll go one-on-one. Drives by Gardner and drew the foul on a reach. And that's team foul number six already at Cedar Falls.
Next one's going to put Kennedy at the free throw line in the bonus. Kennedy, a pretty good free throw shooting team. Kennedy only has two team fouls right now.
Cougars inbound, 54 seconds. Malik Haynes to deliver it. Looking for the back door. Can't get it in. Now goes to Diggins out deep to Burst. And Kennedy will set it up with 49 seconds. Long time to hold it for one here. And they won't. Diggins on the drive. Kicks it inside. Now to Burst out on the wing.
Thought about that three.
Martinson all over Foley out front. He's a good defender out there. Working on Brewster. 27 seconds to play. Now Kennedy may go for that last shot. Out front, Brewster with the five count on him. Going to have to get rid of it. Now a reach foul on Martinson. And that's the 17th foul.
He's going to
kind of bailed him out.
Yeah, 19 seconds left. That's what Coach Schultz didn't like over there.
Brewster to the line. And so far tonight, 4 out of 6 for the stripe.
Been pretty good there.
Deer will come in for Foley.
I mean, Kennedy can sub now, get a fresh body or two in if they want. Play the final 19 seconds on defense.
On the line, Drake Brewster wanted maybe. Right-hander free throw up and good. He'll get the bonus. Had a big second half so far. With 5 points, 9 in the game. One more upcoming. Brewster, Benson Eads puts it up and got them both. He's got double figures. Cedar Falls will go for the last shot. Green harassed in the backcourt. Nick Deere on him. They're going to try to double him back there.
Yeah, we want to make him give it up.
And he did. Long cross-court pass. Fumbled by Johnson. Picked up by Kennedy. Johnson got it back, though. Spins down low and traveled with it with 4.4 to go.
And now Kennedy going to get a chance to score again. They're going to bring Foley back.
4.4. Johnson just tried to do too much down there.
Yeah, there wasn't anywhere to go. I think he's going to try to contact and know how much time was left.
34-26. Cougars going to have to get it up court in a hurry. From half court, on the way, Diggins off the rim. No good. At the end of the third quarter of play. We are through three. It is Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 34, Cedar Falls, 26. We'll come back with the fourth quarter right after this one-minute break. You're listening to Boys Substate Basketball on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Halftime score for the girls' state tournament. Xavier with a 25-22 lead on Grinnell right now. Winner of that one will get North Scott coming up in a semifinal on Friday morning. Here, Cedar Falls with the first possession. Green, pop-up jumper, won't go for three. And the rebound out there to Kennedy. Still 1 for 3 points for A.J. Green.
A burst with that defensive rebound for the Cougars on the backside.
Kennedy trying to get to the state tournament for the 15th time. Cougar basketball. Malik Haynes will set the lineups for you. Jackson Foley out there, Drake Brewster, Derek Diggins, and Matt Burst. Foley starts to turn to corner, cut off by Wolf. Over to Haynes in the far corner, picked up by A.J. Green. Now Cedar Falls extending the defense. They're trying to trap out front. Burst sees that, drives in, trying to drop off pass on the bounce down to the block. Tipped away, stolen out of there by Cedar Falls as Johnson gets it. Turnover number 6.
A 10 count going.
Green going to have to get it across in a hurry. Goes behind the back with it. Does. Over in the corner now. Wolf on the ball fake. Cross court to Gurdes for three. Ring it up for Gurdes.
Game three. I thought his toe was on that line. It counts for three, though.
Cedar Falls just keeps digging and digging. It's down to a five-point Kennedy lead. Cougars have led the whole way here tonight. Brewster on the dribble drive, takes the left of the lane, goes back door to Diggins, flies in, and lays it home.
Two-man game between Diggins and Brewster out that time. They executed it nicely.
Now they're face-guarding A.J. Green, basically, wherever he goes.
Yeah, they're just not giving him anything, and it's Foley that's got that job right now.
Green, Wolf, Johnson, Gurdes, and Frerich, starting five for Ryan Schultz and Cedar Falls. Cross court pass tipped away. Good overplay there by Brewster to Green. Little stutter dribble. Tried to go behind the back with it. Lost it, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers off of Brewster.
Good defense by Kennedy that time. They're really keeping it in front of him. Keeping A.J. Green in front.
Cedar Falls with three timeouts remaining. Kennedy with all five yet. And Kennedy in the bonus. Logan Wolf with under six to play. Between the rings, gets it to Green. Stop and go, dribble, step back, fall away, and he got fouled on that one.
And Burst, I think, was there. He and Brewster doubled up on him that time.
Only the third Kennedy foul of the half. And A.J. Green in line. He's missed his only two tonight, which is news because he's a 93% foul shooter. And the first one up and right through.
That one looked good there.
Of course, different background here, but Green's seen it before.
He's seen a lot of different situations.
Probably shot a few times in the McLeod Center.
Yeah, and then they played in Des Moines last year, played down here in the sub-state.
Diamond and one, full court pressure. They'll trap the first pass. Ball tipped, and Foley comes back to get it. Very heads up for the 5'7 junior. 36-31, lead back to five. Foley almost lost his footing. Got double timeout Kennedy as John McCowan ran out of the court.
Wanting to get their attention.
Is it a full or a 30? Going to be a 30 here. Nope, full. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:38 to play here in the ball game. Kennedy 36, Cedar Falls 31. Back in a minute here on KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
With you here from the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids. Great crowds on hand tonight. And Kennedy with the ball in the five-point lead. See what John McCowan drew up in that timeout for the Cougars. First, isolated out front at the left point. Hands it off to Malik Haynes. Brewster in there. Foley. They double Foley up top. Spinning. Got out of it for a moment. Gets it back to Haynes right in front of us. Every time Foley gets it out front, Cedar Falls is collapsing on him.
We'll double and see if they can create something, pop something loose.
First, leaves it for Haynes. Brings it back out front. Takes the free throw line. Cut off there by A.J. Green. Now out front to Burst. Gets around Frerichs. Right back it comes to Brewster. He'll put up the three. No, and the rebound to Wolf. Tigers could cut this to three or two. And they've just been hanging around and hanging around.
Keeping it close, they have been. And now it's Malik Haynes up front trying to deny.
There's Green. A foul. And Haynes did hold him. Three on Malik Haynes. Team foul only the fourth on Kennedy.
Sideline out of bounds right in front of us here, Scott, at the half court.
4:40 to play in the game as Deer will come in for Haynes. Kennedy's put five different guys on A.J. Green tonight.
Well, Coach McCollin said all nine guys that are going to play in tonight's game could have them at any given point in time, and he expected them to be able to do the job.
Anyone lying? Curtis to Green, outside the arc, right wing. Couple jab steps, now spinning. Puts it on the floor finally. Goes crossover. Green stutter dribble. Trying to free himself. Goes baseline. Follow-away jumper, no good again. And the rebound to Diggins, who covered it nicely.
Tough shot down there in the baseline. Nowhere to go with it.
Coming up at the halfway mark of the fourth quarter. Foley circling to the right sideline. Now splits a double team, drives in. Can't get the layup to go. Rebound loose, and Foley comes up with it. A tightrope back and a timeout taken by Kennedy. This will be a 30.
I don't know how Foley came, got control of that and stayed in bounds down there.
I don't know how he did either.
He didn't have any room to work. Made up for that. He's probably beating himself a bit, missing that little runner down there as he freed himself offensively. But Kennedy has the ball, 5-point lead, 3:58 left.
36-31 Cougars. They've led the whole way. Kennedy jumped out to an 8-2 lead, an 11-4 lead. Led 17-7 after the first quarter.
Coach McCollin giving directions as they break the huddle. See what they run coming out. Cedar Falls has been a little more aggressive defensively. Like you said, Scott, they've been doubling up front. Whenever Foley has the ball, they've been real aggressive, thinking maybe that size, length could get him in trouble out there if they could overwhelm him.
John McCowan's dad, Marty, here, the head coach of Wapsie Valley. Off the inbound, high arching jumper, rimming, no by Brewster. Offensive rebound, Deer, and he was fouled going up.
And Deer, they run the set isolation to Brewster, let him go. He gets a good look, but then they got rebounders surrounding the rim. They got Deer, who ran to the front of the rim, and they had Burst on the backside.
Eighth foul on Cedar Falls, second on A.J. Green, and the free throw curls in and out, no good for Nick Deer. Good defender for Kennedy, looking for his first point, averaging 3.6 a game. Quarterback of the Cougar football team this past fall. Free throw on the way, got it. Deer with his first point. Kennedy shows the pressure, backs it off.
Yeah, back it off. Green's not bringing it up. They're going to let Wolf bring it up.
Now it's Brewster that's going to be on A.J. Green.
And now Burst, they're switching everything whenever there's any kind of a screen set.
Johnson drives, gets it to Green, off the dribble, long three, no good. Rebound tapped out of there, loose along the sideline, saved in to Burst. Lead pass to Diggins, all alone, he'll throw it home with two hands.
A good run out that time, and it started with the defensive possession.
Gurdas driving baseline, lost it off his leg and out of bounds.
Big swing right here, Scott. It was 37-31. Cedar Falls has had a couple chances. Not able to come up with anything. Cougar crowd's into it now.
My goodness, did Derek Diggins get up?
And he let that one, we made it pretty emphatic out there that he's going to score.
Oh, there's an over and back on Kennedy. And Cougars turn it over for the seventh time. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Cedar Falls here. Full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 3:12 to play in the ballgame. Kennedy 39, Cedar Falls 31, and back in a minute on KGYM.
Think fast. In the short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it five, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and practice an escape plan for you and your loved ones. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov because fire is everyone's fight.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you here at the U.S. Cellular Center. Cedar Falls had a chance to cut it to three or two. And then Kennedy came back with a breakaway dunk. It's up to an 8-point game. Green flips the pass out front to Frerichs. They've got Gurdes in the high post. Frerichs looking toward that direction. Instead gets it to Logan Wolf. Yo-yos the dribble right wing. Out to Frerichs. Left of the circle. Three, and he got it. A big one for Jackson Frerichs.
They left him. They weren't concerned about him. They were concerned where Green was going, and he made him pay.
39-34. As Cedar Falls inches its way closer again. 2:35 to play. Foley with Green on it. Hands it back to Brewster now. Way out front. Brewster trapped. Trying to wiggle out of there. Lost it. Tipped away. Stolen. Gurdes comes away with it for the Tigers. And same scenario that was played out about a minute ago. Green turning. Pull up jumper from 17. Missed it again. Rebound tap. Dickens gets it for Kennedy.
He just can't get anything to go, Kenny Scott.
Nope. One for the night for A.J. Green, and only 4 points, and there's a foul. And Kennedy will go to the line, third on Green, and that was his first sign of frustration.
He hasn't had a clean look all night long, except when he was at the free throw line. He's been hounded the entire ball game.
On the line, last one and one. Drake Brewster up right through. He has had a big night for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. 40-34, 2:07 to play. Starting to get down to crunch time here.
Every free throw counts, every possession matters.
Free throw number two going to be short. Gurdes with the rebound. It's a young Cedar Falls team. Keep that in mind. Last year was an experienced Cedar Falls team. Wolf trying to go back door, deflected by Brewster, intercepted by Foley.
That was an easy steal for the Cougars that time. They read it perfectly.
Brewster holding it in the backcourt. Spinning his way across the timeline, fouled by Frerichs, who hooked him. Second on the sophomore. Double bonus now.
You know, these double bonus now all of a sudden become a little bit easier. The pressure's off the first one.
Two free throws coming up for Drake Brewster. Benzanese puts it up, curled it in. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom.
Start thinking possessions now. That free throw right there made it a 3-possession ball game.
7-point lead, make it 8. Brewster with a big second half. He's got 13 for the 6'6 senior. And Kennedy back up 8, 42-34. Gurdes turns between the rings, leaves it for Frerichs. Now on the perimeter to Wolf. Puts it on the floor, stop and go dribble, takes it inside, cross court, now on the left wing. Gurdes for three, that's short. Rebound, couple Tigers fight for it, but Wolf comes away with it. Trying to bounce it along the sideline, broken up by Deer, who was guarding A.J. Green, and it will stay with the Tigers.
Well, Cedar Falls, if they can get a bucket here, they're probably going to be looking at a quick timeout.
And before that, Kennedy gets a timeout. That'll leave Kennedy with 2, I believe, in the ball game. We'll take a 30-second break and come back. 1:22 to play here in the ball game. 42-34. Kennedy back after this on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you from the U.S. Cellular Center. Postgame coming up as we will get you all the 4A scores again. You have an update on that Xavier game at the state tournament against Grinnell. And hopefully a talk with John McCowan coming up.
Yeah, we talked with him before. I told him we want to see him come over. But the story of this ball game, Scott, is Kennedy's defense.
Yep.
And you got to talk about that front and foremost. Not any one player. It's been a team effort. They've just done an outstanding job guarding A.J. Green.
Averaging 22 a game, has 4 points right now. He's 1 for the night as far as shooting is concerned. Foul on Brewster going for the steal, but that's only team foul number 5.
Yeah, we just mentioned that on our break, Scott. Only 14 fouls. Kennedy has a chance. They could foul a few times here and make them reset.
Still have one more to give.
It's a luxury they've got in their back pocket.
Inbound to Wolf. Wolf, Frericks, Gurdis, Green, and Isaiah Johnson in there for Cedar Falls. Shake and bake move out front to Frericks. An NBA three. Got it again.
You got to play defense, turn and play now for Cedar Falls.
Frericks loves seeing green and gold. 42-37. There's a foul. Green going for the steal. That's four on A.J. Green.
Stop the clock. Don't have much of a chance. Only 54 seconds left. You got to get him to the free throw line. And you.
But are you going to make a comeback if you're Cedar Falls without A.J. Green?
Yeah, well, the good news is it's for Kennedy that it's Brewster that's gone there. He's had a lot of success.
That's the free throw. And he has been at the line a ton tonight. 14th free throw coming up for Drake Brewster. Puts it up. It's on the way. Got the friendly roll. Across the timeline. Under a minute to play. Green whips a pass down low. Nice catch by Frericks. Reverse layup. No. Got his own rebound. Blocked from behind. Third effort block and a foul called. Finally, Frericks says, as he'll go to the free throw line. And they're going to get it, I think, on Brewster.
I think if you're Kennedy and Coach McCollum, you almost, I know you got the blocks earlier, but you almost want, hey, just be there for a rebound if he misses and then let it go. Let that clock run.
On the line, Frericks, free throw up, good. This young man's going to be a good one.
A good size, good release.
Probably going to get a little taller. 17 for Jackson Frericks. Full court pressure. 41 seconds to play. Here's Diggins along the sideline. Ooh, and a blocking foul. Almost stepped out of bounds. He did, but they're going to call the foul prior to it.
Yeah, Cedar Falls wanted that out of bounds.
Third on Isaiah Johnson. And Diggins to the line for the first time. All eight of his points coming in the second half for Derek. 68% for the stripe this year. High Archer swished right through.
Cougars have been under the free throw line a bunch tonight. You mentioned Brewster, how many times he'd been there. But as a team, they've capitalized when they've got there.
Second one on the way. Off. No. And the rebound to Gurdis. Hands it off. 35 seconds to play. Cedar Falls down. Two possessions by six. Green behind the back with the dribble. On the drive. Through traffic. Runner good. Timeout Tigers. Only his second bucket of the night.
It cuts it to four. Keeping it alive right now.
And we'll take another 30-second break and come back with the rest of this one. 28 seconds to play. And it's Kennedy by four, 45-41. Back after this 30-second timeout on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you at the U.S. Cellular Center with 28.7 to go. Kennedy nursing a four-point lead. Winner moves on to the boys' state tournament next week. As Kennedy will come out of the huddle with Burst, Brewster, Diggins, Foley, and Haynes. And Cedar Falls all out, full court pressure. Diggins running the baseline. Looking, bounces it into Brewster. Brewster in the corner, no foul as of yet, trying to dribble out of it. And from behind, foul call. Gurdis going for the steal, commits the foul.
They thought they had it pop loose and thought maybe they were going to have a chance to score without committing the foul. They lost 6 seconds in that transaction.
I'm running out of room for Drake Brewster free throws.
He's made a living there tonight.
On the line, double bonus. Kennedy's been in it for about an hour. Free throw good. 46-41. Nick Deere will come in defensively.
Coach McCowan telling his kids no foul. Don't commit the foul. Keep that clock running.
Has one more. It's up and rimming it good for Brewster. 47-41, 20 seconds to play. Wolf looking to front court to Johnson. He'll go baseline, got cut off. Cross court pass, fumble for Frericks. Gonna have to do something back with it. 10 seconds, Gertis driving in. They let him go, layup no, rebound burst. Turns and fouled with two to go. Kennedy is gonna go to the state tournament.
All right, they got this one under control. That was a lock right there.
I think it's A.J. Green with his fifth foul. They're going to be a lot better nights for A.J. Green.
Yeah, it was only two baskets, 6 points total on the night. He was hounded all night long here in this ballgame by Kennedy defense.
6.2 seconds remaining in the game. And burst on the line to try to put the icing on the cake for the Kennedy Cougars. It's short, no good. He'll have one more.
Well, they just come down and get out of the way if you're Kennedy, no matter what happens on this free throw.
Got the second one. Inbound. Cougars by seven. Wolf quickly hands it off to Johnson. The pass deflected. The Kennedy defense again. And Kennedy, for the third time in the last 4 years, is going to the state tournament. The defense wins it for the Cougars tonight. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 48. Cedar Falls, Tigers, 41. We'll come back with the postgame. After this two-minute break, you're listening to Boys Substate Basketball from KGYM.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts, plus get double O rewards points on your purchase. Keep your engine clean with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Back with you on the postgame show from the U.S. Cellular Center as the Kennedy Cougars are off to the state tournament as Kennedy knocks off Cedar Falls 48-41. Also, Xavier with a 12-point lead over Grinnell, 43-31 right now. That early in the fourth quarter, that at the girls' state basketball tournament. You talked earlier before the game, Phil, with John McCowan. Said they're changing things up defensively in this game tonight against A.J. Green. And boy, did it work.
Yeah, you talked about how in the previous ball games they get kind of caught in between on guarding Green and whether they were switching or trying to fight through screens and that sort of stuff. But everything tonight, he said, was going to be a total switch no matter what happened out there. And he said his kids had practiced it well. They had in their practices coming into this one that they had executed that game plan pretty well. Felt pretty good about it. Another thing we didn't mention, Scott, is this was Kennedy's third straight game on a big court, because they played their last game against Mason City at Co. Their final regular season game was at Iowa City High, and now you got this one. So they had two games coming into this one with that extra 10 feet in the, on there as opposed to a regular high school court. So that makes a little bit difference in there, and I think Coach McCowan had mentioned that too as kind of being an advantage for him.
Sometimes things turn your way. You gave up the game, had to give up the home game for the show choir event over the weekend.
That's right, because when you first think about it, we don't get to play on our home court. But I guess you look for the positives in everything, and that was one of them there.
Cougar is going to get a team photo now. We're going to talk to John McCowan coming up here in just a little bit. Kennedy goes to the state tournament at 18-5. Cedar Falls will end their year at 16-8. Final scoring in this one for the Cougars. They were led in double figures with two players. Drake Brewster tying for game high honors. Had team high honors for Kennedy with 17 points. Jackson Foley had 10. They all came in the first quarter of the game. But he got Kennedy off to the good start offensively in this one. 9 points for Derek Diggins, all in the second half, punctuated by the big dunk. 5 for Matt Burst, 3 for Malik Haynes, Isaiah Harris with 3, and Nick Deere with a free throw for 1. 4 Cedar Falls tonight, 1 in double figures. Jackson Frerichs, the 6'7 sophomore, leading the way as Frerichs ended up with 17 points tonight. 6 for Isaiah Johnson, A.J. Green with only 6 points in the ball game tonight. Just 6 points for a guy averaging almost 23 points per ball game. 3 for Ben Gertis, 3 for Dan Martinson, Logan Wolf with 2, and Sam Gary with 2 as well in this one tonight for Cedar Falls. And we're going to get a word from a happy head coach. Well, he's going to get a hug first. Hugs all around from the McCowan boys here.
And neighbors.
There you go, and the neighbors here. But, well, congratulations. Doesn't tell you what, third time in 4 years, but it's sweeter every time, isn't it?
It is. It's not easy to get down there. You're going to have to play somebody extremely good, and we had to play two of them this year, Mason City and Cedar Falls. And both teams, you know, if we could take a few things away, we felt like we'd have a pretty good shot at the game. And our kids, you know, we like to play fast, but when we jump out to such a fast lead, you know, we had to play with some tempo tonight, and slow down a little bit. And, we did a good job of it. You know, we ran 9 different guys at AJ and got his heart rate up a little bit maybe. So hopefully we had something to do with him missing some shots, but... it was a fantastic effort by every single one of them.
Well, that's where it starts, no matter what. And you told Phil before the game that you were going to do something a little differently, and you did. You doubled him a little bit earlier, and he was 2 for the night tonight. And probably not going to – he went off last year in this game in this very building. Probably not going to have another night like that, but your defense had a lot to do with it tonight.
Yeah, you know, the kids bought in, and they, you know, right when we kind of presented the scout to them on Sunday, because we had a quick turnaround too, it was a lot of walkthrough. It was not very many game reps, but the game reps we did have, the breakdown skill stuff we did on the defensive side, our sophomores and juniors and seniors that don't play gave us an absolutely wonderful look. You know, they almost worked themselves to exhaustion every single day in practice just to give a couple reps to each guy. And it only happens when it's a team effort and you can mimic the speed that came out here. And, you know, I thought that was what the first quarter was about, was us just being ready to roll.
Well, and, John, too, in your defense, you did it without fouling. You didn't put them in the bonus. Did it happen in the first half? I know it wasn't in the second half. They never got to the bonus. So you played your defense without fouling. That's even better.
Yeah, that's extremely important, because in an arena like this, you usually don't shoot it very well. And, a few of their guys shot it a lot better than they should during the season. But that's this moment, right? You know, Jackson Foley got us off to a great start. But that's somebody being able to play in the moment. And Jackson was able to do that. The Fredericks kid for a sophomore, man, did he hit some long shots against us. But you got to choose what you're going to live with. You're going to live with AJ playing one-on-one, or are you going to live with somebody else hitting some shots over the top?
You mentioned Jackson Foley, 10 points in that first quarter. Hit a buzzer beater, hit a couple threes, step back threes. You led this entire ball game, but he was the guy that got you off to the start.
Yeah, you know, the way they played him the last two times, they would try to double him or they would segue off. And we talked to Jackson about, you know, if they double you, excuse me, you got to get rid of it clean. But if they lay off you, you got to score. And holy cow, did he score right away. You know, talk about playing outside of the scout, and he can do that. He just, you know, personality-wise, he likes to distribute. And, you know, we didn't need him to distribute right away. We needed him to score, and he just did a fantastic job.
He did, and then Drake Brewster got to the free throw line a ton in that second half. He just seemed to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, he played low. You know, he played 31 minutes the other night. He played about 30 minutes tonight. And being able to knock down free throws down the stretch, that happened, you know, last year after we got beat by Cedar Falls. He was the number one guy that decided that wasn't going to happen again, and he was going to get kids in the gym with him. But, you know, he didn't just take kids. He did a lot of work himself. So, you know, that's the guy we want there. He doesn't shoot percentage-wise the best for us, but in the big moments, he's our best free throw shooter.
Yeah, and then you got Matthew Burst, who just always gives you that consistent effort. He makes the plays all over the court, reads things well out there. And
yeah, he changed the game with a couple of those where we were trapping AJ in the full court, and, you know, he stayed engaged on the backside, and he absolutely made a couple of plays, and that just changes the game. You know, if they have a two-on-one, we got to decide what we're going to do differently. But Matt makes a steal, and we come run back at him. You know, that's kind of a dagger. And the rebounds he gets, I mean, they're no doubters. When it touches a finger of his, that ball's his. And if not, there's going to be five people in the crowd. So, you know, he's just a great competitor.
Well, it was the third game adage. Coming through again, tough to beat a team three times, and especially a conference opponent, too.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, we felt like if we were going to achieve the goal we wanted to achieve this year, we were going to play Cedar Falls down the stretch at some point. And, you know, to these guys' credit, you know, they were pushing me to take AJ away more. And we wouldn't let him in the regular season, and we kind of turned him loose tonight, and it made the difference. So, you know, we don't worry too much about what happens with the regular season, besides every single one of those games has to prepare you for this moment. And, you know, they think I should relax once in a while when we're up in Dubuque on a Tuesday night, and maybe it's the middle of January and cold, but that's what this moment's about, you know, being prepared, playing at Dubuque Hempstead like you're going to play, you know, on February 28th in the Cell Center.
Yeah. Well, you're catching up to Dad now in state tournament appearances, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, we were a little disappointed he didn't get that one the other night. He had some chances. It would have been fun to be down there with him.
Yeah, that would have been a lot of fun. But, well, now you get to put your lawyer hat on, I guess, tomorrow morning and go through the seedings. It's going to be tough, too, because of all the way that the games came out tonight. So there's a lot of teams kind of from about 3 to 8 that you can pick.
Well, I'm excited to be a part of it. That's number one. We'll take anything at this point to keep playing.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Great job by the Cougars tonight.
All right. Thanks,
guys. Good job, John.
John McCowan, head coach of the Kennedy Cougars, as they win it 48-41. And they will go to the state tournament with a record of 18-5. And defense.
Yeah, it was. It was one of those games, Scott, where they were able to, I guess, execute their game plan defensively out there, and, you know, we talked about everything. There wasn't a moment where Green, there wasn't somebody right in him, right up into him. He has to be an exhausted young man tonight, both mentally and physically, because they really did a number on him, and they kept him from getting off. He got some shots, but they were all contested, and they got to feel good about their defensive effort. They can control it. Then they had enough people that made plays offensively out there, that Foley with a good start for them, and then Brewster knocking down free throws, and then you sprinkle some other players in there too. A good team effort for the Cougars.
Get the lead early in games like this, and that's what Kennedy did.
And it kind of flips that mindset. It puts the pressure on the other team a little bit to have to come from behind. And you know, low scoring, we're under 50 in this ball game. That happens to a lot of teams when you get down in games like this. So if you get that lead early, that there's even more pressure on it, I guess. One of the only teams that doesn't happen to regularly is Iowa City West. They're just so darn good and talented at all their positions out there that they are going to be a handful. I know one thing, Coach, you're talking about the seed. Number one seed is going to be easy. It's going to be Iowa City West.
You would think.
Well, If not, there needs to be an investigation, Scott, because, I mean, right there, and I know when you get down there, anything can happen in a one-game set, but their body work throughout the year has been pretty impressive.
Yeah, it has been. Very, very impressive. Right now, let's give you an update. At the Girls State Basketball Tournament, Xavier holding on to a 46-40 lead with 3.5 to play in the ballgame down in Des Moines. We'll be down there tomorrow morning, bright and early, 9:45. Marion taking on Boone, and that will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow morning. And then West High and City High later on in the afternoon. City High will take on the Cedar Falls girls tomorrow in an all-MVC quarterfinal. And then coming up later on after that, it'll be Iowa City West taking on Waukee. The other games tonight in Class 4A, taking a look at the scores. They're all final. They've been final for, oh gosh, about an hour now. In Substate 1, Sioux City East beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 79-63. East will go at 21-2, and there are going to be some people who are going to think they're going to be the number one seed. We'll see. It should be West. I don't see how it can't be. Substate 2, Des Moines North is going for the first time since 1991. The Polar Bears beat Ankeny tonight 88-68. They go in at 18-5. Substate 3, won by Kennedy, 48-41. Cougars will go to the state tournament at 18-5 as well. Substate 4, slight upset. Hempstead in the third meeting beat Senior tonight. They're going to state for the first time in school history at 18-5. You see a little bit of a theme here going on. Substate 5, Iowa City West, no problem with Muscatine earlier on. They go in at 20-3, 83-44. Substate 6 went to Bettendorf, 46-44. They edge North Scott. They go in at 18-5. Substate 7, Newton, 19-5. They beat Johnston, 48-44. They're going back for the first time in 25 years. And West Des Moines Valley in overtime beat Hoover by a score of 45-43. So they are 19-4 going to the state tournament in that one. So I don't know how they're going to do the seeding tomorrow. Best of luck, but it'll all be taken care of at about 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, that's when they're going to announce it, or is that?
The show's at 1, so by 1:30 it'll be up and ready.
All four classes will be
all
out there.
All four classes.
And everybody can get going with their scouting reports and figure out how they want to attack each other.
Yeah. All right. Well, great two nights here at the U.S. Cellular Center. Aaron Stecker and his staff doing a great job hosting it here. And great to see the amount of people that were here tonight to take in these two basketball games and the two last night as well.
Yeah, it's a good turnout here. It's wonderful to have this venue for these high school kids to come down here and showcase their talents. And I tell you, it's a great setting. Hopefully they're going to continue with this. And I'm glad, very thankful for that someone like Aaron Stecker is willing to step up and put in the work, because it's a lot of work for him. He's here early. He's here late. He's been sweeping the floor out there, Scott. He's been doing a little bit of everything to get this thing going.
Absolutely, and for the most part, probably I would say over maybe 10,000 people here the last 2 days.
That'd be good if we could get a number. That'd be cool to see what the turnout was and support in the area high school athletes.
Yeah, great to see right there. All right, Phil. Got a feeling we'll see you tomorrow morning. Or you can't go.
Well, we're doing split duty. Lene's going tomorrow with the girls, and then if they win, then I'll take the day on Friday to go down there. So.
Well, we know we got one listener tomorrow, so that's good.
That's right.
In
that's
the morning.
Right. We'll be tuning in.
Marion and Boone tomorrow morning, 9:45, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll have it for you. 4A state quarterfinal in girls tournament basketball. Want to thank Aaron. Want to thank everybody here at the U.S. Cellular Center. Thanks to Zach Johnson back in the studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And a big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters and everybody for tuning in to the broadcast tonight. Final scores. It was Iowa City West earlier on over Muscatine, 83-44. And Cedar Rapids Kennedy over Cedar Falls, 48-41. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. For Phil Dunn, Scott Udash, thanks so long from the U.S. Cellular Center here in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Oh, my.
And Oklahoma State will inbound.
What an obvious travel by Phil Forte.
He stumbled.